What is stress, worry, and anxiety? Well, we all get worried or stressed from time to time. It's part of life. Some people tend to feel stressed more often than others. And it's important to know what the different types of worry is and to distinguish it from anxiety. No fear, that is where the Northwest University's Student Counseling and Development comes in. Let's talk about pressure. Now, pressure is a natural condition caused by the environmental demands we all need to face and manage on a daily basis. This could help us to function optimally if we manage it effectively. For example, a day before a big exam, you would probably feel pressure, which would lead you to study more and prepare more effectively for the exam. Then we move on to fear. Now, this is a stress response to an actual threat which could lead to your life being in danger. Like when you're in a room with a tiger, you would experience the fight or flight response, which on a psychological level would prepare your body for the events to follow. Now, if we take a look at what stress is, this is the dark side of pressure. This can be referred to as the disturbance of our equilibrium state. It could be detrimental to our functioning and our health. Stress would be when you feel overwhelmed by the pressure a day before the exam, to the extent of not being able to study effectively. Then we move on to anxiety. This is a stress response, but the threat is imagined. Thus, no real threat is present. If someone has anxiety, they would be in a constant apprehensive state. The fight or flight response would be constantly activated, which impairs functioning on multiple levels and interferes with your daily living. When we take a look at worry, now that's when our minds dwell on negative thoughts, uncertain outcomes, or things that can go wrong. And this happens only in your mind. Now, there are different types of anxiety and therefore different diagnoses for anxiety, including generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, social anxiety, and anxiety related to different phobias. When we take a look at the general symptoms of stress, worry, and anxiety, we can divide them into four categories. Firstly, emotional. This is when you are irritable, agitation, frustration, moodiness, feeling overwhelmed, difficulty relaxing, low self-esteem, loneliness, feeling worthless and depressed, avoiding others, and withdrawal. The physical symptoms include low energy, headaches, stomach problems, body and chest pains, a rapid heartbeat, sleeping problems, colds and infections, or clenched muscles and teeth. When you take a look at the general symptoms of the cognitive nature, this would include constant worrying, racing thoughts, forgetfulness, disorganization, an inability to focus, poor judgment, being pessimistic, and seeing only the negative side of the story. This can then translate into behavioral symptoms, like changes in your appetite, procrastination and avoiding responsibility, increased use of alcohol and/or drugs and cigarettes, and exhibiting nervous behavior like nail biting or fidgeting. We tend to ask, why me and why now? The thing is, stress, worry, and anxiety can affect anyone at any time. Did you know that globally, 3.6%, thus 264 million people, are affected by symptoms of anxiety? 4.6% of the general female population and 2.6% of the general male population falls into this bracket. From 2005 to 2015, there has been a 14.9% increase in people living with anxiety. Back home here in South Africa, 15% of our student populations enrolled for further studying report moderate to severe symptoms of anxiety. Anxiety has different causes, like genetics, your brain chemistry and biology, life events such as crisis events or trauma, losing someone close, challenging relationships, an early aversive childhood experience, or for that matter, multiple experiences. Anxiety can also be caused by one or more stressful situations and a change in your routine or a loss thereof. What now? What can I do to decrease the stress, worry, and anxiety in my life? What can I do as a student in general? Now, besides seeing a doctor and a counselor, you can also help your stress, worry, and anxiety by being patient with yourself and being good to yourself. Don't expect to get better immediately, but you will feel yourself improving gradually over time. You can exercise on a regular basis. Being outside in nature, general healthy living, and this includes diet and water intake. Enough and effective sleeping habits. Avoid those all-night study sessions. You can also take a look at relaxation techniques. Drugs and too high amount of alcohol can increase stress, worry, and anxiety. You have to plan your work approach by breaking up larger tasks into smaller parts. Spend time with supportive friends or family. Learn to talk about the anxious feelings or thoughts that you have with your friends that have similar feelings. Gather reliable information about stress, worry, and anxiety. Now, there are a few tools and techniques you can utilize when you feel extremely, acutely overwhelmed and you feel as if you might get a panic attack. Firstly, what we call paced breathing. Breathe in through the nose, keep it in for 2 seconds, and out through the mouth. 2 seconds in, 2 seconds hold, and 2 seconds out. 3 in, 2 hold, 3 out. 4 in, 2 hold, and 4 out. Put your hand on your diaphragm. Focus on the counting and the breathing sensation. Feel your hand lift out with your stomach when you breathe in, and feel your hand move in with your stomach as you exhale. Next up, visualization. Imagine your most relaxed space. At a river stream in a forest, on the beach, even in your room. Think about the details of that place. Focus on the experience of the senses. What do you see? What colors do you see? Is the light sharp or dim? What shapes can you see? What do you feel in your skin? What do you smell? What do you hear? What do you taste? Then we also get the mindfulness technique. Focus on 5 things that you can see and all the details of it. Focus on 5 things that you can hear, 5 things that you can smell, 5 things that you can feel, and 5 things that you can taste. Remember that you have to stay in the present. You can have a mantra for yourself that if you repeat it, to help you concentrate on the moment. Block thoughts of the future or thoughts of the past and allow yourself to think and concentrate in the current moment. You can also fact check your thoughts. Be the critical judge of the thought that is causing you stress, worry, and anxiety by asking yourself the following questions. Is this worrying thought realistic? How likely is my worst case scenario thought to happen? If the worst imaginable outcome occurs, would it be that bad? Will I survive the worst imaginable outcome? Would this change who I am? Is this change really true, or does it just seem that way? How can I best prepare for whatever the outcome would be? Give your current emotion to a different context by providing it with different meaning. Grab a pen and write it out. Literally grab a pen and paper and start writing. This will increase blood flow to your prefrontal cortex and decrease the blood flow to the limbic system, thus activating executive functioning and you decreasing your fight or flight state. We are human, and that means we go through challenges every single day. Each and every one of us experiences stress, worry, and anxiety. But with these tips, and also by reaching out to NWU Student Counseling and Development, you can get a hold on your stress, worry, and anxiety.